Hello and welcome to the Live Well podcast. I'm your host, Liv, naturopath turned seven-figure business owner and wealth activator who is obsessed with igniting your life and business from the inside out. Join us as we fuse groundbreaking strategies with the power of energetics and the wisdom of the nervous system to truly create a life and business that flows. Each episode, we will dive deep with no BS advice to create massive results while we explore the realms of growth and expansion in a way that honestly feels chill and relaxed. If you are looking for enlightening discussions and profound expansion, then you are in the right place. It is time to step into all that is possible. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Live Well podcast. I'm excited to be diving in again to another hot topic that if you implement it, this is why I love these episodes, because if you were to actually implement all of these things, you would see profound ripples in your business, in your life, in your wealth, in your relationships, in all of the things. So today we're actually going to be talking about the truth about holding personal power, how power is built, and really using it to break through glass ceilings. Because you might have heard the expression before, hold the energy, hold your power, and there are instances where that is true. But if you are still holding your power, right, if you constantly have to hold it, then you are not actually in your power, right? It is not embodied in who you are, where it is just something that is natural and with ease, right? If you have to hold your power in your business, then that requires effort, right? And we're all for chill, relaxed, and ease, which is why building personal power brings ease, it brings relaxation, it makes sales feel light, because you no longer have to hold it with a launch, or hold it with an offer, or hold it with your pricing, or hold it with a client, or hold it with a boundary, or hold it with an income dip, or hold the energy for anything, right? Holding the energy, holding your power is the same thing, right? When you have to hold the energy, it requires you to basically stay in your power. So same thing. But when you have to do this, this is not naturally who you are, which is fine, but then it needs to be built. Because when we constantly have to hold it, it becomes energetically draining. It takes up a lot of space versus it being something that we do naturally. Like going to the gym, right? If you start going to the gym, at first, maybe 5 pounds feels heavy, right? You're holding the energy, you're holding it. It requires effort. But after a certain amount of time, I should hope that the 5 pounds starts to feel like a feather. I should hope that by some time, it doesn't feel like you're really holding anything. This is the same thing with power, right? We want to be in our power naturally so that it becomes who we are and we don't have to hold it. It doesn't require effort, right? If you find yourself needing to hold the energy or hold your power, then it is not something that it is embodied. When your power is embodied, it is no longer something you have to hold and instead becomes your natural state. Double star underline, like this frees up so much time and space because your energy is no longer being leaked and having to be in your power or having to be in your energy or hold the energy. Can you imagine what you can create in your business from that state? Can you imagine what you can create when you don't have to hold the energy? Profound impact and money and wealth and like whatever it is that you're like trying to create in your business. You actually get to focus on the things that not only move the needle in your business, but make things feel light. There is ease because you are no longer weighed down by the heaviness of a lack of personal power. Now you will encounter new levels of power as you grow your business, and it will require a new level to hold. Learn how to hold it, embody it, and move on. But this is about learning how to hold it so that you can collapse time and it doesn't become something you've had to hold, right? Like the gym example, after a certain amount of time, 5 pounds doesn't feel like much, 10 pounds doesn't feel like much, 15 pounds doesn't feel like much, and you go up and up and up, right? Same thing in your business. Where you are at 5K a month, it's going to be different than holding 10K or 20K or 30K or 40K or 50K or 100K. Like, it's all going to grow. But if you never transcend the previous level of holding the power, holding the energy, how do you get to the next level?
If you don't master holding 5 pounds at the gym, how are you going to master 15 pounds? You literally can't. Like, it's literally physics. You cannot. Right? You don't have to hold the energy every time you have to launch an offer. You don't have to hold the energy every time no one's bought yet. You don't have to hold the energy every time you set a boundary. You don't have to hold the energy every time you get a projection. You don't have to hold the energy every time you raise your price. You don't have to hold the energy every time you don't get the result right away. New level, hold the level of personal power, embody it, next. The people who experience massive growth in business are those that are able to do this with ease. That's why they break new ceilings, because they master that level of personal power and it is no longer something they have to hold, they are embodied in it. When I think about my clients who like collapse time the fastest and evolve the fastest, they have mastered personal power. They don't just like hold the energy, they embody the power where it no longer becomes something. So where are you still trying to hold your power in things you should have transcended already? Where are you still having to hold your power in areas that are preventing you from doubling your income? These are powerful things to reflect on, because when you move past needing to hold, you welcome in ease. There is nothing to hold when you are embodied. And the great thing is that personal power is built. I've built it. My clients have built it. And you can too. I used to have no personal power. I used to be a massive people pleaser. And especially as a 5-line in human design, I get projections left, right, and center. I'll get projections to the end of time about anything and everything I say, which is perfect. It's fine. But when you have power, you know the projections are simply you being a target of when someone else's ego is activated. And because they can't hold it, they project it onto you to make themselves feel better. But this power has been built. I used to waver in who I was, be a vanilla, palatable version of me. I used to have to hold the energy every time I launched. I used to have to hold like the energy when I got a projection or it would affect me. I used to have to hold the energy of, and it's exhausting. It creates this dopamine hit or up and down in your business. So what happens in your business, it isn't grounded in neutral, right? It isn't stable. You constantly need to hold the energy versus just holding the energy like naturally, where it doesn't really feel like holding. There's no effort involved. You just are it. And then you can actually grow. But if you need a certain amount of vibe to make sales in your business, or you need to have the perfect energy to make sales in your business, I guarantee you, you're going to have trouble making sales in your business, because that won't always be true. I've built this level of power in my business, in my life, in my relationships, in every dynamic. And so this is what's going to allow you to break through that glass ceiling. This is what's going to allow your business to feel light. This is what's going to allow your business to feel relaxed, because guess what? Your personal power is the thing that triggers that nervous system response. And we don't have personal power within us. Our nervous system gets dysregulated because the power is outside of us. So when you take that power back and you embody that new level of power, your nervous system actually does not get triggered. It doesn't get dysregulated, because your power is something within you, not in reaction to something outside of you. And how wonderful is that? You'll notice, you're like, oh, I actually like don't react to the things that used to react or cause me to react. Oh, I actually don't get triggered. Oh, I actually don't take things personally. Oh, I actually feel completely neutral about that. You've heard me say before, neutrality is king. And I made a reel about this the other day about like neutrality will take you from 5-figure months to 5-figure days. It is true. Because you can have the most branded aesthetics and this and that, all the external stuff, the perfect strategy, the strategy so-and-so uses or so-and-so uses. But if you don't have the power to back it, good luck. So I wanted to keep this episode short, sweet, and to the point. This is the truth about holding the energy, how power is built, and using it to break through glass ceilings. Save this episode when you need a reminder. If you liked it, come over to Instagram and tell me, send me a DM being like, I listened to personal power. I got it. I know the truth now. I'm going to embody it. Because this is something that you really can't avoid if you have your own business and you're an entrepreneur. Like, you actually can't avoid building personal power. At some point, you're going to actually have to pull your socks up and do it, because you cannot get to the level you want to get to. You cannot build a 7-figure business without having personal power. It won't happen. So with that being said, I love you guys so much. If you would like to build unwavering personal power, join us inside the Power Program. We will leave a link for that down below. And we will also leave the link to Unwavering, which is the mindset program so that you can be solid no matter what. There's also a bundle for them together where you can save a good chunk, and we'll leave the bundle link down below as well. So we have Power, Unwavering, and of course, the bundle of them together. And then if you want to work in close proximity to me, you can always reach out depending on when you are listening to this. We do have some shorter term options in my Vortex private intensive, which is a single call with me or a week with me in Telegram. And then we also have 6 month options for one-on-one as well. So with that being said, apply this to your business, apply this to your life, watch the ripples unfold, and I cannot wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye.